His name is Robbie Mortimer. Blow up the speakers, Marty. That's the song, Blow the
awesome.
Speakers. And look, I'm going to say I discovered
Robbie Mortimer. Did you? You discovered?
Yes.
I think people
last
have discovered
year,
him a little while ago.
Last year, River 9 for 9 were giving tickets to the PBR, the Pro Bull Riding
Yes,
went along. Yeah. It was at the Brisbane
Entertainment. I remember when you went, yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
I went along with my mate Paul, you know Paul, yep. My mate Paul Holland. Anyway, this guy, Robbie Mortimer, he was the entertainment, Marnie, outside the pro bull riding itself.
You were the dude, mate. You were there.
He was. Fantastic entertainer. I thought, yeah, this guy's got something. I think, yeah, I'll give him a crack.
You'll give him a crack.
I found him.
Good morning,
yes,
Robbie.
Yes, welcome.
Welcome.
Guys, thank you very much.
Now, you flew into Brisbane last night and you drove to Ipswich to come and see us, which is fantastic. Yeah, thank you so much. You're from Orange in New South Wales, yeah?
Yeah, born and bred in a beautiful, cold Orange, New South Wales. But it's a wonderful part of the world. It's been home for me for most of my life. I love it. It's a great town.
And most recently, you were out at the Pro Bull Riding, the PBR at Winton, yeah?
Yeah, we played at the Way Out West Festival out there, so it's really cool. I've kind of got to see most of me seeing Australia has been me going around with my guitar.
Yeah.
And, you know, my guitar's taken me to some incredible places that, to be honest, I probably wouldn't have seen. So, you know, and that's a lot to do with the professional bull riding team that I'm with as well.
So do you play with them all the time? Like when they're doing something, you come up and you do, you're part of the entertainment?
Like, they have like a range of festivals and things like that.
Yeah,
and then they have a State of Origin series with the bull riding.
Which is what I saw last year.
Yeah. I've been lucky enough to sign on again this year with that. So I'll be around with the tour again for a number of shows this year at all across the east coast of Australia and some different entertainment centres. And yeah, I love it. It's a great opportunity for me to get out and meet new fans and friends and perform, songs that I wrote in my small town. It's really weird to kind of go and play them in front of a couple thousand people. It's really special.
Aww.
So Blow the Speakers is your song, obviously, and you're a great writer. What's your background in that?
Yeah, thank you. No, I've just always been interested in it, I guess. I played some rugby league when I was a bit younger and I was a school teacher and did all these kind of things and it always kind of came back to my love of country music and just music in general. My dad is a fantastic poet, so we always grew up with music in the household and things like that and I think it's, you know, there's a feeling or a song for every feeling or everything you go through. And
hang on a sec, can we go back to the league? You were with the Redcliffe Dolphins, is that right?
I played with Redcliffe for a couple of years, so I loved my time at Redcliffe. And
the fear
I'm actually a Bulldogs man, but I don't tell many people that. I don't tell anyone that. So, I love my rugby league. I've had my foot in a few different doors, and ultimately it's come back to
what position were you, mate? On the field,
mate. I played a bit everywhere, but I ended up playing in the halves or a bit of fullback as well. So I've put on a few kilos now, so I might put me in the front row, I reckon.
Well, mate, so glad you're here. You're going to play a song for us this morning,
which is very exciting.
And
thank you.
This is Blow the Speakers.
Yeah, thank you very much. Awesome. Yeah, it'll be dropped down a few keys.
Yeah,
in this
that's
early
right.
Morning
you take it away. We're going live here with Robbie Mortimer.
Thanks very much.
Got that six string on my birthday, I was dreaming rock and roll. Standing on the table, only 5 years old. Singing songs, don't know the meaning. Got addicted to the feeling. Those memories turn to stories for when we grow old. Yo, we're all searching for something to believe in. And the songs that we'll be singing till the day we die. Give me a back road, give me a radio and turn it up loud, blow the speakers tonight, yeah. Cause when I finally save the money, put it down on that old Ford, with a torn up vinyl bench seat and two dents in the door, I would drive into the city playing songs from Keith to Whitley. The speakers played the soundtrack for when we grow old. Cause we're all searching for something to believe in, and the songs that we'll be singing till the day we die. Give me a back road, give me a radio and turn it up loud, blow the speakers tonight, yeah. I said turn it up loud, blow the speakers tonight. searching for something to believe in, and the songs that we'll be singing till the day we die. Give me a back road, give me a radio, and turn it up loud, blow the speakers tonight. So don't apologize for living our love and life. Yeah, we ain't perfect, but damn, we try. Give me a back road, give me a radio, and turn it up loud, blow the speakers tonight. Turn it up loud, blow the speakers tonight. Turn it up loud, blow the speakers tonight.
Woo!
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you.
Awesome.
That is so
awesome.
Good.
And he's up early and everything. Musicians hate that this time of the morning.
It's big ask. You know, it's so funny. I was literally thinking when I got a coffee over here, I said, why did I write such a bloody big song? Because I said, it's hard to sing it in the mornings. But, it's fun. I love
Fantastic.
That song. I love writing
where
that.
Where can people get it? People need to grab your
And where
song,
are they
mate.
Seeing you next?
Yeah, so I'm actually in Dubbo at the Stockroot Music Festival coming up on the 20th of April. And then I'm up here playing at the PBR Grand Final. And my team
are
getting,
at the Entertainment Centre again.
My team are getting together, you know, some little tour dates and things like that. Things have been kind of crazy since this song came out, to be honest. It's really, you know, I went away and worked really hard for it for a couple of years and I'm really glad I kind of came out with a, you know, pretty powerful song and I've got some other some other releases this year, so it's all on my social medias and Spotify and Apple Music and all that stuff as well.
Robbie Mortimer.
That's it. Facebook
page, everything
like
that.
Yes. And a website, tickets available through there, robbiemortimer.com. There you go.
Thank you.
Our
pleasure having you in here this morning, mate.
It's a pleasure to be here, guys. Thanks for the support.
We love it.
It's awesome.
We love it, mate. You know, I haven't reacted like this since Casey Barnes.
Very true.
Casey's a legend.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you very much, guys.